Canadian Cancer Society renames cervix as front hole to include trans people. By Olivia Rondeau on June 10, 2024. Canada's largest cancer charity has apologized to the transgender community for using the word cervix to refer to the organ in the female reproductive system instead of front hole. The Canadian Cancer Society is receiving backlash for lamenting the significant barriers that trans, non-binary and gender-diverse people supposedly face when being screened for cervical cancer, like the horrors of correct medical terminology. We recognize that many trans men and non-binary people may have mixed feelings about or feel distanced from words like cervix. You may prefer other words, such as front hole, the organization said on its website. We recognize the limitations of the words we've used while also acknowledging the need for simplicity. Another reason we use words like cervix is to normalize the reality that men can have these body parts too, the society added. Cervical cancer is a serious cancer that starts in the cells of the cervix and can spread to other areas of a woman's body, according to the U.S.'s National Cancer Institute. Males, no matter how they identify, cannot get cervical cancer as they have no cervix. Everyone who is diagnosed with cervical cancer is a biological female. The Canadian Cancer Society encourages any trans man or non-binary person assigned female at birth to get screened for cancer in their front hole, which has confused and upset many biological women. Hiya Raychick, the journalist behind the X page Libs of TikTok, said the woke word games were beyond parody. Radio host Dana Loesch was baffled by the term front hole. This is like idiocracy, the conservative personality said. That sounds confusing. Do you know how many front holes there are? Do you also realize how that diminishes the very thing that they claim they're trying to raise advocacy for? She continued. Not only do men not have cervixes, men cannot get cervical cancer. The Women's Committee for the Youth Wing of the People's Party of Canada, PPC, called the cancer charity's words ridiculous and objectifying. We must continue to reject these insane ideas and take back our institutions infiltrated with gender ideology, the group added.